The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
That being spread out to the left, and the Meester in the backfield. There's a give, help, and a reverse.
They're running the reverse, by Stampion, and a catch at the 41.
Coldwater Cardinal football is on the air.
Making the handoff, and got hit as he got the ball off. The ball's pulled down at the 40-yard line. An interception by Coldwater's Logan Taggart.
Logan Taggart with a big interception there.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Keeley's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Auto and RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
And it goes to Cooper Murphy up the middle. He is in the end zone. Touchdown, Coldwater! And warm greetings from Cardinal Field here at Coldwater High School. In the course of 2 days, we went from midsummer to mid-fall. How about that, Al?
Well, it's actually a great night for football, Sean. The sun is shining. It's got a little bit of chill in the air. And those warm greetings are going to be needed by these folks that are going to be sitting in the stands, I think, by the end of the night here after this football game. But what a gorgeous night for football here at Coldwater High School.
I'm Sean Watson. To my left is Al Rackesee, and we're bringing you Coldwater Cardinal football on Parents' Night. The Cardinals opening up Smack East play against the Battle Creek Central Bearcats, where the Parents' Night ceremony just wrapped up.
Yeah, it's nice to honor the parents. We do that in every sport here at CHS, and they not only did the football players, but they also did the spirit squad, too, the girls' cheerleaders, so honoring they and their parents. So it was nice to see a good turnout for everybody to take in tonight, and again, just a gorgeous night.
Well, to set up tonight's matchup between the Bearcats and the Cardinals, it's a modern series that the Cardinals currently lead all time, 5-1. Last season up at Battle Creek Central, it was a 35-12 victory. The previous year in 2011, 35-14, 34-12 in 2010, 41-7 in 2009. All favoring the Coldwater Cardinals. Battle Creek Central's only victory in this series came in 2006, 35-6. The Bearcats beat the Cardinals. If I remember correctly, that was Larry Caper's sophomore year at Battle Creek Central.
Yeah, Larry Caper, the former Michigan State star. I don't know whether he went on to play in the NFL at all.
I haven't
after
heard
that, but definitely a standout at Michigan State, no question about that.
And then in 2005, to open up the modern series, Coldwater beating Battle Creek Central by a touchdown, 22-15. Tonight, the Cardinals come in with an 0-2 record following cross-divisional losses at St. Joe, 33-14, and then last week, they lost to Portage Northern, 22-13, although the Cardinal defense pitched a shutout in the second half, as you probably saw.
Oh, absolutely. I was here for that game and listened to the first game against St. Joe, and the Cardinals performed well against St. Joe until imploding kind of late in the game there with 5 minutes to go in the game. But last week, Portage Northern jumped out to that 22-0 lead. I believe we gave them a touchdown on a fumble, if I'm not mistaken, and then we had the safety that we gave to them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you take those points away, and, you know, who knows what happens in that game. But the Cardinal defense absolutely played tremendously in the second half and totally shut out the Portage Northern Huskies, which is an awfully good football team. They're rated as honorable mention in their division in football this week. And Cardinals able to put some points of their own up on the board and made it a game, 22-13. You know, you'd look at it, moral victories, I think, you know, maybe this early in the year, two tough programs to go up against, but you got to be impressed with the way the Cardinals have played these first two games for the most part against very tough competition.
Well, getting back to Portage Northern, I made the point during Coach's Corner, and it'll be coming up in the pregame interview as well. The previous two meetings between the Cardinals and the Huskies scored over 40 points against Coldwater, and hold them to just the 22 that they had up on the board. It was quite an accomplishment. It's a program accomplishment, really.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that. And Coach Pete Skimmerhorn from Portage Northern paid the Cardinals some due in the Kalamazoo Gazette up there with some nice comments about the Coldwaters and how improved they were this year over last year. So, you know, tonight that bodes pretty well for the Cardinals, but we're looking at what is to be a very much improved Battle Creek Central team, too.
Last week, the Cardinals weren't employing the passing game all that much. Luke Beckhuizen was just one of three passing for 17 yards after opening up with over 100 yards in the air. His lone catch, the lone reception, was made by Luke Stempien, just a 17-yarder. On the ground, he had nine carries for 27 yards as they were running out of the Wildcat for the majority of the first half.
Well, as you mentioned to me, you know, that was probably definitely part of Coach Korfar's game plan last week, was to keep it on the ground as much as possible. Obviously, as a fan, you know, you like to see him mix it up a little bit, and I would hope that the Cardinals would do a little bit more of that tonight. But, you know, the other thing he's got going against that tonight is you've got a very quick defensive backfield for Battle Creek Central. They have intercepted four passes on the season already in their first two games here. So there's a lot of speed back there. So if the Cardinals do go to the air, they're going to have to be careful about that and against this tough Battle Creek Central secondary.
Cooper Murphy had 25 carries for 67 yards and a touchdown to lead the ground game. Brian Garrett, 15 carries, 62 yards, and a score. On the defensive side, Randy Brown and Zach DeMeester had six tackles apiece. As we move over, talk about Battle Creek Central. They opened up the season with their first program win in 2 years, beating Benton Harbor, in fact, shutting them out 15-0. The last time the Bearcats had gotten a win on the gridiron was back in 2010, the last game of that season where they beat crosstown rival Lakeview 28-14. So to go 2 years without a victory, to open up with a 15-0 shutout against Benton Harbor, admittedly weak competition, but still to get that win, must do a lot of great things for Coach Lauren Granger in his second year coaching the Bearcat program.
Oh, yeah. I was reading about them coming into the season here and stuff, and he was excited. He was looking forward. He knew that they were going to get that first win at some point this year that they've had, haven't had in a long time. And he said once these kids got a taste of what that victory felt like, he says, you know, he expects bigger and better things out of them. So, you know, it's rough to get off the schneid, and obviously the Cardinals are looking to do that tonight. But, again, they've had two pretty impressive performances in their first two games, and then you know, Battle Creek Central able to win that first one, but went up against arch rival Kalamazoo Central last week and weren't as fortunate.
Lost to the Maroon Giants 23-7. The Giants 2-0, and with the loss, the Bearcats coming into tonight's game with a 1-1 record. Starting sophomore quarterback Julian Cooper, 3 of 13 passing for 63 yards, one touchdown, but he also threw two interceptions. That may be a part of the reason why Coach Lauren Granger is going to go with Anthony Boykins as his starting quarterback, the experienced senior who we saw quite a bit of in last year's game up at Battle Creek.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that we'll see both of them actually under center at some point tonight, depending on whether they want to run or they want to pass. So, but definitely,
I was going to say it's similar to what they did last year, too.
Right, and you've got the experience at Boykins back there, and then Cooper being the underclassman. So we'll see what happens with that situation, but it's going to be a tough test for the Cardinals tonight for sure.
Victor Conley had six carries for 22 yards. Joe Bowser, two catches for 57 yards. And Battle Creek Central's only score last week. On the defensive side, Mike Pettis, eight tackles, one interception. Phil Robinson with seven tackles. Trent Taylor, Joe Watson with five tackles apiece. And if some of those names sound familiar, yes, they were part of Coach Greg Williams' very successful Battle Creek Central boys basketball team this past season that won the East Division.
Yep, and we saw the athleticism that those kids do have, and, you know, obviously they're carrying that over here to the football field tonight. So, you know, again, the Cardinals are going to have their hands full with the Bearcats tonight. Again, you know, much improved. Obviously, team speed is going to be a factor for Battle Creek Central. We don't have that breakaway speed. I would like to see the Cardinals somehow, some way, get Luke Stempien involved into the offense a little more, whether it be running or passing. Luke just has very good field awareness out there. You know, we saw that with the punt return last week, and then we had the lone pass catch that he had for
right.
The game and everything, a gain of 17 yards on that. So Luke's just a very heady player. We saw his athleticism at the beginning of the year last year before he went down with that knee injury
right.
Where he was done for the season. So some way, shape, or form, I'd like to see Coach Korfar get him involved.
Coming up over the next few minutes, pregame interviews that I conducted with both second-year head coaches, Lauren Granger from Battle Creek Central and Jeff Skorfar for Coldwater. From Cardinal Field, you're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs. while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Change is in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is coming. And I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844. Or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's the Battle Creek Central Bearcats versus the Coldwater Cardinals here at Parents Night at Coldwater High School Cardinal Field. We're checking in with Lauren Granger, second-year head coach of the Bearcats. First off, congratulations on opening up the season with the program's first win in 2 years. 1-1 coming into tonight's game following a tough loss to Kalamazoo Central last week.
Yeah, the win was huge for us. We've been building for a long time, and you know, that was kind of a big step in the right direction for us. And you know, we lost last week to a pretty good Kalamazoo Central team, but we don't feel like we took a step back at all. We think we're still building, and we're looking to keep moving forward, win or lose. So, you know, our kids have been focusing on all the right things, and that doesn't necessarily always mean winning, but doing the things the right way and, you know, making things work how they're supposed to. So they've been doing a good job of that. So,
and when you took over last year, what was the biggest goal that you were looking to put forward first year to help the program go forward?
Well, the biggest thing was we needed to get our numbers back up. Our numbers started to dwindle there for a few years. Of course, that's what happens when you have a lack of success. But, you know, our biggest concern was making sure that we fielded three football teams, that we had enough kids to play, and that our kids that were playing were doing the right thing. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time on just teaching them how to do the right thing, and we really do have a great group of kids at Battle Creek Central. We're proud of the kids we have, and we think they're doing a lot of good things. So we're excited about this team.
Certainly, when I looked up and down the roster that you sent me, I recognized about 9 or 10 kids that played on the very successful basketball team. So, getting the good guys to come out, the guys with good athletic ability to come out, a key too. But also making sure that they're quality kids as well, right?
Yeah, and those basketball kids are all quality kids. You know, the standard of their program is very high as well, and the fact that they had a lot of success is you know, gives us a lot of hope for what we can do on the football field if those kids are all coming out to play football also. So, yeah.
Greg Williams taught them well, evidently.
Yeah, he's a good coach, been doing it a long time, and he has pretty high standards for them both in the classroom and out of the classroom. So, you know, that bodes pretty well in athletics usually. If you hold the kids to a high expectation, they usually will follow through. So
the product that's out there on the field, what can we expect to see?
Well, hopefully you see a much improved run game from what we had a year ago. We changed our offense up a little bit. We're running kind of the wing T that we used to run a few years back. And so, you know, we've been focusing a lot on our running attack. We feel like we have a pretty balanced backfield, really no superstars in the backfield, but a lot of guys who can really carry the load. And so we're trying to get the ball in multiple guys' hands. And by running that wing T, it allows us to be able to do that. So we're really, hopefully you see an improved run game and our defense. I already know is improved, but hopefully, you know, you see an improved defense tonight as well. So.
Well, tonight's opponent, the Coldwater Cardinals, you know that in the recent history, the Cardinals have pretty much dominated the series. What did you see from the first two games or whatever other scouting footage you were able to get of the Cards?
Well, I have a lot of respect for Coldwater right now. The fact that they're 0-2 means absolutely nothing to me, because I think most teams that start their schedule off with the two teams that they had to play have a pretty good chance of being 0-2. I think they're a real good football team. Their defensive line, I think, is one of the toughest that I've seen, you know, in a long time. I think they have good linebackers. I'm really impressed by their defense. And the offense is a change-up from what it was in the past. And so we've had to work on some things that we haven't had to work on before. Number 20 is a great back. Number 81 is a great receiver. We just feel like they have a lot of weapons all around on the field. So we're impressed by this team. Even though they have an 0-2 record, we really think that they're a pretty good football team. So we know we're going to have to bring our A game tonight.
Lauren Granger, head coach of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats, best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
After the break, we check in with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant new and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Locate it online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69. Exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
Turn your old vehicle into cold, hard cash. OmniSource in Coldwater will pay you cash for your scrap vehicle, whether it's running or not, no matter what condition it's in, foreign or domestic, it doesn't matter. Bring it in yourself or OmniSource will come pick it up and pay you on the spot. OmniSource will pay you cash for your old sheet metal, appliances, cast iron, heavy melt, aluminum, and even your old automotive battery. Clean out the shed, the garage, or the basement. OmniSource will pay you on the spot for all your ferrous and non-ferrous metal. And now OmniSource will pay you top dollar in cash for your old car, truck, or SUV, no matter what condition it's in.
This is Renee. We pay cash for your old vehicle or scrap metal at OmniSource in Coldwater. Some restrictions apply. See us for details at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass, weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back here at Cardinal Field with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar. Pre-game interview brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company in Coldwater. At Union Pallet, they offer a full range of services, including used pallet pickup, pallet recycling, and pallet sales. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's pallets, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. 0-2 record after last week's 22-13 loss to the Portage Northern Huskies. But I did want to bring up something that was posted over the weekend, and I did my small part in helping it go viral in the area by posting it to the WTVB Facebook page. It was a snapshot from Facebook from a person named Ariana Curie who wrote, "I have to give serious props to the parents of the Coldwater football team. You have raised patient, funny, polite boys who are not greedy. I waited on 15 of them today who collectively tipped me double what I had made in the entire day before them. I could not give them the motivational speech they asked for, but I can say this, kick some butt tonight, boys." So what I'm getting down to is that ultimately the goal, wins and losses would be nice, but the ultimate goal at the end of the season is to have everybody on the teams come out a better person than they were coming in.
Yes, that's correct. I think that's pretty much, you know, every coach's goal is to, you know, prepare their young men and women for life in general. You know, and you get a comment like that from the community, and you know, you know you and your staff are doing something right, and I really truly believe that we are, you know, doing a lot of good positive things here. But you know, and the bottom line is though still is the parents. You know, we've got some pretty incredible parents raising some pretty neat kids, And, you know, it all goes back to, you know, community, you know, raising the kids in the community, being part of the community and caring for each other. And we're fortunate right now that we've got kids that think in that way. And, you know, it's just really lucky to be part of that.
So an 0-2 record, obviously the kids, you know, a little down, but they're not exactly out. They're probably still hitting as hard as they were first day of practice that they were allowed to hit each other, huh?
Yes, yeah. We have, you know, we still haven't lost our focus. We still haven't lost our goals. You know, we've told them that, you know, at the beginning of the year that we're starting off with two of the tougher teams that we could start off probably, you know, in the Southwest Michigan, you know. In the west side, we played two of the top teams on the west side of the state. And, you know, they've been stronger than the east for a number of years now. So we knew we were going to have our hands full, but we were quite pleased as coaching staff to play those games the way that we did. And, you know, with what we've showed on the field right now, I truly believe that we can compete with anybody in the east. You know, now it's just a matter of, you know, can we do it on a Friday night and put everything together?
Well, more proof of how tough those teams were and how much esteem that they're held across the state. In the first AP coaches poll, Portage Northern received an honorable mention in Division II, and St. Joe received a 10th place ranking in Division III. So you're right, two very tough teams to open up the season, and the Cardinals, for the most part, hung with them.
Yeah, we did. You know, we made some mistakes, and when you're playing good teams like that, you just can't afford to make those mistakes. They capitalized on them, and you know, and then we came out on the short end of the stick there. But you know, it wasn't for a lack of trying. It wasn't for a lack of, you know, giving full effort. I can't ask much more out of our guys besides, you know, we're just hoping, like I said before, that we put it all together and we can start winning some games now.
On the injury front, you were telling me about Spencer Burns busting his ACL late in the game last week.
Yes, that was a real unfortunate accident right after we scored our second touchdown. We were kicking off, and I went to make a cut on the field and went down and, you know, didn't really get hit by anybody. And so we were hoping that was just a bruise or something like that. But unfortunately, it's a little bit worse than that. But, you know, we're lucky that he's only a sophomore. You know, he's going to get that taken care of, and we're going to have two more years with him.
So his season this year is done. Anything else on the injury front besides the usual nicks and bruises?
No, right now it's just, you know, the normal nicks and bruises and, you know, bumps and complaints that the kids, you know, you normally have, and they should have at this point in time. So, knock on wood, we hope to, you know, to stay healthy for the rest of the season.
Tonight's opponent, the Battle Creek Central Bearcats, they opened up the season by getting their first victory in 2 years. They're 1-1 coming in. So, and you said that they brought everybody back, and they look to be much improved from last year. Similar situation that the Cardinals are in.
Yes, they're very well coached. In fact, they picked up a couple new coaches, just like I did. And they run some very sound things on offense and defense, and they're getting better every week. And so, you know, we need to be prepared. We need to be focused. We cannot take them lightly. You know, even though they've only won one game over the last couple of years, you know, we're not much different than that. You know, we haven't won a lot of games here recently either, but, you know, we're hoping that we're turning that trend around, and tonight is going to be, you know, one of our tests to make sure that we are going in the right direction.
Jeff Scorfar, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, thank you for your time tonight, and good luck.
Thanks, Sean.
We're back with more after this. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problem before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 45 years.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best. voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Welcome back to Cardinal Field here at Coldwater High School. Sean Watson, Al Rackesy, Mike Side, the Zenmaster, Mike Spencer back at the WTVB studio. Zach Boyce at the CCS TV camera for the rebroadcast. Starting line also brought to you by Shorts Root Beer Stand. Tomorrow at Shorts Root Beer Stand, buy any basket and get a free small drink. And join Shorts Monday for a tasty Coney Dog basket and receive a free soft drink with any basket. Stop by Shorts today and enjoy their new Root Beer Slush and enjoy music on the drive. Shorts Root Beer Stand, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater. Open this fall through Halloween, accepting debit and credit cards. Coldwater won the toss and deferred to the second half, so we will see Battle Creek Central's offense first. Listed starting quarterback is senior Anthony Boykins, running backs Khalil Lee and Victor Conley, wide receivers Curtis Trigg and Ben Carmichael, the tight end Joe Watson, offensive line Mitch Eakins, Jalen Johnson, Aaron Nichols, Trent Taylor, and Will Coleman. They will go up against Coldwater's 4-3 defense, Joel Jepson, Darian Bradley, Logan Taggart, and Sean Ranke on the defensive line, going 207, 265, 265, and 212. Austin Siegel, Zach DeMeester, and Tyler Rankin, the linebackers, and the secondary, Stephen Seltzer and Ryan Hadley, the corners, Luke Stempion and Chris Vandenhout, the safeties. Ball bounces, and it's caught at the one-yard line by Javonte Dunbar. He's cutting to his left, getting up to the five. He's being pursued. Cardinals are trying to force him out of bounds. Misses a tackle. And here he comes to the 10, and finally, a whole pile of Cardinals catch up to him at the 13.
Well, Javonte Dunbar did a great job of staying away from the Cardinals. It looked like they might pin him down around the 2-yard line, but he was able to elude the Cardinal tacklers and brought it out just past the 10. Looks like we're going to be on the 12-yard line for Battle Creek Central to get their first drive going.
Coach Lauren Granger talked about going back to Al Slammer-styled wing tee offense this year.
Yeah, it'll be a change-up for the Battle Creek Central Bearcats, and we'll see how effectively they can run that against this Cardinal defense, which has shown that they're a very worthy opponent this year thus far.
Boykins under center. Handoff goes right side of the line. Ooh, that's big Malik Robinson getting up to about the 16.
Didn't see who made the tackle there, but
tackled by number 60, Rankin.
Oh, there you go. Our great spotter here in the press box said that Sean Rankin got the tackle. About a 4-yard gain on the play, we'll say second and six. Just underway here at Cardinal Field. The Bearcats and the Cardinals. Final go-round in the smack east for Coldwater.
I would imagine we're going to see a lot of running the football tonight, Sean, between these two teams.
The pitch goes to Victor Conley. He's running the sweep right side, and he will get enough for the first down. It's close to the 25-yard line, and he'll be down at the 23.
Good job of blocking by the right side of that offensive line for the Bearcats. He had a whole passel full of blockers out there in front of him. Conley with a nice gain.
I didn't bring this up during the pregame show, but in the victory against Benton Harbor, Bearcats didn't even attempt a pass.
Oh, really? Kind of like the Cardinals in the first half last week.
Well, yeah. First and 10, Battle Creek Central from their 24-yard line. Some stunting on the defensive line by the Cardinals. They get back, and it's going to be a counter play past the 25 to the 27.
Tackled by DeMeester.
Not sure who had the ball.
Jamborell Swinnegan, maybe? Looks like number 9.
He goes by Jam for short, evidently, based on the starting lineup that Coach Granger emailed me today. 3-yard gain for Swinnegan. He is a junior. You notice that the Bearcats are rotating a lot of guys in there early. Sticking with Anthony Boykins as the quarterback, he is under center with a receiver to the left, a slot back to the right, running the reverse up to the 35-40, up to midfield. It's Curtis Trigg to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, brought down from behind by Ryan Hadley, but in the end zone, touchdown, Battle Creek Central.
Oh, big gain for Curtis Trigg. 63 yards.
Say 72 yards.
72 yards, so... Not what the Cardinals were hoping for right out of the gate. The reverse fooled them, definitely. looks like the Bearcats are going to go for two here, I believe. Nope, they do have a kicker. Okay, Holder's out there now. Victor
Habib?
Conley.
Yeah, well, actually, it's Habib Salomon.
No, I can't Listed. See his other numbers.
So. Yeah. Yep, there we go. Number 34 on your roster, Habib Salomon, who also plays soccer for the Bearcats. 15 on the play clock as the snap, the hold may have gotten touched, but somehow, I think he did eke it through the uprights. He did.
He sure did. So the Bearcats on top, 7-0 here, with just 9:51 to play in the first quarter of this matchup between the Battle Creek Central Bearcats and the Coldwater Cardinals.
Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Boat up, drive up, bike up. Get to the Willows Bar and Grill any way you can and enjoy a fresh, never-frozen prime beef Willows burger. Your burger is cooked to order and never sits under a heat lamp. The Willows new menu includes great selections for the kids. Dollar tacos on Tuesday, and their famous three-piece fish basket is just $7.79 every Friday night. Join the Willows for happy hour every day from 3 to 6 with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer. Come meet your friends on the deck at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
72-yard touchdown run on the reverse by Curtis Trigg, putting the Bearcats on the board first, 7-0. Now let's see how the Cardinals answer as we revisit the starting lineups. On offense, the Cardinals will be led by the sophomore Luke Beckhusen. Running backs Cooper Murphy and Luke Stempien. Chris Vandenhout, the fullback. Two tight ends, Zach DeMeester and Sawyer Murphy. The offensive line, Darian Bradley, Joel Jepson, Cody Truex, Scott Sowers, and Logan Taggart going 265, 207, 206, 198, and 265. Ball caught at the 25-yard line on the kickoff.
Francisco
running left side.
Hernandez.
Well, surprising name. I think this might be the first time that he's touched the ball all year.
That was a nice little return. Got the ball out to around the 44-yard line.
Yeah.
Cardinals going to start with pretty good field position on their first possession tonight.
On defense for Battle Creek Central, the defensive line, Trent Taylor, Jam Swinigan, Khalil Lee, and Macklin Maben. The linebackers, Mike Pettis, Jalen Johnson, and Jacob Taylor. In the secondary, Montel Rainey, Phil Robinson, Curtis Trigg, and Ben Carmichael. Cardinals in the full house backfield. Luke Beckhusen under center. 13 on the play clock. Handoff is going to go to Chris Vanden. I don't think Chris Vanden now got much, did he?
No, he might have lost just half a yard or so, maybe a yard.
Pettis in on the tackle for the Bearcats. The clock is moving, 9:25. Left in quarter number one from here at Cardinal Field. About as perfect a night for football as you can get.
Yeah, just, you know, it's not too cold. There is a little bit of a breeze blowing out of the north, but beautiful sunshiny night, clear skies for the most part for football.
A loss of one on the play, second and 11. Beckhusen again under center. Run going up the middle after, right after a couple of fakes by Beckhusen. It went to Bryant Garrett.
Garrett gains a couple of yards back for the Cardinals. It's going to be third and nine now.
We don't see, Luke Stempien is standing on the Coldwater sideline, so he's not going to get involved immediately in the Cardinal offense.
See if the Cardinals can break a little bit of a big gainer here right now of their own. They need it. Third and nine.
That's Cooper Murphy, Chris Vandenhout, and Bryant Garrett in the backfield. Beckhusen under center.
Oh.
Taking the handoff to Vandenhout. Luke Beckhusen hangs on to it, and he's brought down for a big loss at the 40.
That play didn't fool anybody, especially the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Cardinals will be forced to punt now.
Well, this could be kind of an adventure.
Colin Work on to handle the punting chores for the Cardinals.
No! You know, I was remembering the form that he had when he kicked the safety. It almost looked like it very much resembled Australian rules football. I know you wouldn't recognize it, but we run a Australian rules football program on the Access Channel.
I ran across that the other night.
Ah. High snap at Wark, gets it down, gets a decent punt off, and it bounces out of bounds near sideline at about the 34. Let's see how the Cardinal defense reacts to what the Bearcats did. And will probably continue to do.
Going to mark it at the 35. That's where Battle Creek Central will start their second possession of the first quarter.
Got a scoring update already on the WTVB scoreboard, and it comes from the Daily Reporter's Gary Baker, who's at the Tecumseh St. Philip eight-man football game. And St. Philip got on the board first. 9:55 left to play in the first quarter. They scored on a 51-yard touchdown pass and lead 6-0.
Both of those teams can put some points on the board.
Hop step, trying to run that counter right side, is Jam Swinigan.
Got himself a couple of extra yards by cutting it back across the grain there.
Rankin on the tackle. Mentioned during the interview with Coach Jeff Scorefar that Spencer Burns, who got some time in as one of the linebackers and also started as center last week in place of Cody Truex, done for the season, blew out his ACL late in the game last week.
Yeah, that's tough. I know Spencer's dad pretty well, and I know Spencer lives to play football, and he just absolutely loves the game. It's a real setback for that young man, but as Coach Scorefar said in his pregame, you know, he's got a couple more years left after this. He's just a sophomore. So
draw play to Victor Conley, and the Cardinals fell on that right away, bring him back to about the 36-yard line for a loss on the play.
Joel Jepson in on the tackle for the Cardinals.
That'll bring up third and about 8.5, 9 or so. 6:20 and counting left to play in the first quarter. Battle Creek Central 7, Coldwater nothing. The Bearcats will send two receivers out to the right side. A pro set. Anthony Boykins under center. Two running backs behind him.
And he's back to pass.
Maybe his first pass attempt of the season, and it was a floater over the hands of Javonte Dunbar, right sideline. The Bearcats go three and out.
Yeah, Dunbar not very tall by any means, and Boykins just kind of threw a lame duck out there, if you will.
It looks like Jacob Taylor is out to punt for the Bearcats, and going back deep for Coldwater will be Luke Stempion and Bryant Garrett. Clock stopped with 5:58 left in the quarter. 7-0 Bearcats. High snap. Good protection and a lousy punt.
Just getting the Battle Creek Central roll, though. Get out of the way there.
That's exactly what they do as the Bearcats down it at the 39.
Bryant Garrett had an idea of picking that ball up with a whole crew of Battle Creek Central Bearcats around it. So the Cardinals are going to have pretty good field position again to start out drive number two of this first quarter for the Cards.
Now, as I recall in last year's game, the Bearcats actually scored first before the Cardinals pulled out the 35-12 win.
Yeah, they did the same thing against Kalamazoo Central last week, too. They were up 7-0 in the first half over the Maroon Giants.
Now, don't give up hope yet, folks.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Lots of time left.
Beck Hughes in under center with a full house backfield behind him. Hooper Murphy, it's Brian Garrett with the ball for the first time. Cutting up to the left side. He's stumbling enough for the first down to midfield.
Well, he stumbled to that first ground. If he would have kept his balance, probably could have picked up another five, but the Cardinals will take that first down of the night from the offense.
It's just now that the field's getting back into shape. It's my understanding that the well that services the athletic fields had been broken for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and unbeknownst to everybody, I think the sprinklers are kind of set to go off in the nighttime.
And then they never did.
Never did, and obviously we got a little brown out there, but it's coming back.
Of course, the system that moved through middle of the week probably helped as well.
Oh, yeah.
First and 10, Coldwater at midfield. Bryant Garrett up the middle, and he's stuck in the Bearcat territory at the 49.
Might have got a yard on that play.
He does get a yard on that play. Bill Robinson stood his ground and brought Garrett down at the Bearcat 49-yard line. 2nd and 9 coming up, under 5 minutes left in the quarter. The Bearcats lead 7-0.
And we mentioned Spencer Burns being out for Coldwater. Battle Creek Central also without number 42, Tyrus Brazier. He's out with an ACL problem.
Beck Hewson under center. And off went to Bryant Garrett and found a nice seam on the left side of the line. It'll be third and short coming up as he's tackled at 43.
Bryant Garrett actually transferred in from Brunson last year.
I was rather surprised. I bet you he was surprised to find his old coach Jeff Gallup joining the Coldwater staff this year.
Jeff has had some experience with him. He was on the Brunson varsity as a sophomore over there with Coach Gallup at the helm.
Third and a long three for the Cardinals as we count down to 4 minutes left in the quarter. Beck Hewson again under center. Garrett, Murphy, and Vandenhout, the backfield. Garrett again. And a first down and more to the 30, to the 25. He is brought down by Battle Creek Central's Mike Pettis. Past the 25 to the 24, but that is enough for another Coldwater first down.
Bryant Garrett kind of having his way with this Battle Creek Central defense right now.
If I remember last year's game, too, that was one of Bryant Garrett's breakout games for the Cardinals.
Well, that bodes well for the Cardinals then here the rest of the way. Garrett carried it 15 times last week. Cooper Murphy carried it 25 times last week for the Cardinals. I don't think Murphy's touched the ball yet.
I don't think so either. First and 10 from the Bearcat 24 for the Cardinals. Garrett again, and again left side. 3 yards, and not so much of a cloud of dust this week as compared to last week.
Yep.
That has everything to do with the improving field conditions.
Cardinal coaching staff must see something on that right side of the defense for Battle Creek Central because they keep attacking to that side.
The Bearcats right, the Cardinals left.
Right.
Well, just helping to illustrate it for the radio listeners who aren't here at Cardinal Field. We'd love to have you come out here in a couple of weeks for homecoming.
Absolutely. Big game against Sturgis. Could be the last meeting of those two for a while.
Second and 7. Again with a counter. Bryant Garrett, he's stumbling to about the 15-yard line.
Close if to the first down marker.
I was going to say, if he doesn't get the first down, it's going to be third and maybe one or two. He is tackled by Phil Robinson at the 15. The first down marker is at about the 14. Nice long sustained drive here for the Coldwater Cardinals.
Yeah, it's been the Bryant Garrett show thus far for the Cards. Third and 1. Ball's on the 15-yard line.
Seven nothing Bearcats. Cooper Murphy with the ball for the first time, and he'll get enough for the first down to the 10-yard line.
Well, I'm sure the Bearcats were keying on Garrett that time, seeing how he's handled the ball almost every time the Cardinals have tried to play here tonight.
Sure.
Cooper Murphy changing it up a little bit, or the Cardinal offense changing it up a little bit.
The clock has stopped as they move the chain, signifying first down. It's going to be first and goal now.
Just inside the 10-yard line.
Again with a full house backfield, Luke Beck Hewson again under center. The lay handoff. Garrett hitting the right side of the line and about maybe one.
Actually, that was Stumpian that time.
Really?
Number 6, Robinson. Number 20, Pettis.
That's a new wrinkle.
Yeah.
But again, you were calling it during the pregame show for Luke Stumpian to get more involved in the offense in some way, shape, or form.
He's just a playmaker. I mean, he's a heady football player, and he can make big plays for you.
Oh, Stempion replacing Vandenhout in the backfield for the Cardinals. Second and goal from the 9. 1:10 left to play in the quarter. Up the middle, Bryant Garrett! He leans toward the end zone. I think he's going to be about a foot short, though.
Well, the Cardinals are knocking on the door. It's going to be 3rd and 1 now for Coldwater.
3rd and maybe half a foot, if that.
Yeah.
The way they... Or half a yard, actually. 40 seconds and counting left to play in the quarter. Beck Husen again under center. Near the end of the first quarter. On the verge of a tie game, perhaps. Garrett in the end zone. Touchdown! Coldwater.
Great job by the Cardinals. They kept the ball on the ground that whole drive, mixed it up at the end between the running backs, and pushed it into the end zone. Now we're going to try and convert the extra point here and see if we can't tie this game up.
Blaze Watson is finding himself with an unexpected day off tomorrow because of the cancellation of the boys' soccer team tournament run at Adrian.
Well, hopefully he can get a lot of kicks in here tonight.
Colin Wark is the holder, the snap. Here comes a bit of a rush. Perfectly through the uprights there for Blaze Watson. 24.1 seconds left to play in the first quarter. We got a tie ball game. Battle Creek Central 7 and now Coldwater 7. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, Battle Creek, Battle Creek St. Philip, now leading to Concha 14-0.
Yeah, that St. Philip Tiger football team has put a ton of points up on the board. I think they've been averaging over 50 points in their first two games.
Well, I think the conversion to eight-player football for them turned out to be great.
Oh, absolutely. A program that had a hard time competing with 11-man football and obviously numbers down. And eight-man football seems to be the perfect fit for them.
Here at Cardinal Field in Coldwater, a steady diet of Brant Garrett runs. He runs it in from 1 yard out to tie the game up after Blaze Watson's PAT kick. 7-7 tie. Here comes the kickoff. The Cardinals moving from left to right across your radio dial. Ball loose. It's picked up at the 15-yard line. Going up the middle. A huge seam to the 45 and finally brought down at the 49-yard line.
Touchdown saving tackle by Chris Vandenhout.
Javonte Dunbar almost got it to the end zone if it weren't for Vandenhout.
Well, that Battle Creek Central speed showing up again. That's something that you can't emulate in practice.
Oh, one more play before we change sides for the start of the second quarter. There is 16.1 showing on the scoreboard clock. The ball's going to be spotted at the Bearcat 48-yard line as they break the huddle and line up at the ball.
Battle Creek Central starting out with great field position.
That's Julian Cooper now in at quarterback. The pitch going to Tariq Bell. He's going to get it into Cardinal territory. And more. Watch out. Running the sideline. He's gone. 52-yard touchdown run by Tariq Bell. And the Bearcats now lead 13-7.
Yeah, the Cardinals did not do a very good job of containing out there on that right side. And Tariq Bell able to run pretty much untouched all the way to the end zone for a 52-yard touchdown for the Battle Creek Central Bearcats.
Just 3.5 seconds left in the quarter.
Yeah, so the Bearcats now with an opportunity with the extra point attempt coming up to go up 14-7.
We're looking at a shootout here tonight, perhaps.
Yeah. Coldwater's been able to score points in their recent history against Battle Creek Central.
As Habib Salomon puts the ball. No, he didn't. Wasn't by much. So it's 13-7. Battle Creek Central leading Coldwater. We're going to keep it here because we've only got 3.5 seconds left in the first quarter. Probably enough time for a kickoff return, and then we'll switch sides to start the second quarter. Anything from your sources as we visit the WTVB scoreboard?
Nothing yet. We get a break. I'll start sending some messages out here, see what we can't find out, what's going on over at Brunson, where the Vikings are hosting the team from Pittsburgh.
The Wildcats from
Wildcats,
Pittsburgh.
I thought that's what they were. And then,
That's a good game, probably the best game in the area. Quincy at Springport. Quincy 2-0 and an honorable mention in Division 6. Springport just coming up 2 points short in a triple overtime thriller against Jonesville last week.
And Union City hosting Concord tonight. 2-0-2 teams looking for their first victory tonight. Union City has that game at home. So.
And we mentioned St. Philip is at Tekonsha in the last score we had. 14-0 Fighting Tigers. Games in the Smack East. Lakeview is hosting Loy Norix. The big showdown between Harper Creek and Marshall happening on week three this year, and it's at Marshall. Sturgis is playing at Gull Lake. The kickoff is a high, wobbly one. It's caught on the run behind the 30-yard line and brought back to about the 37.
Chris Vandenhout on the return.
That's the end of the first quarter from here at Cardinal Field. Battle Creek Central 13, Coldwater 7. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units
in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motor homes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse, stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. In this week's edition of Perspective, John Johnson talks about how nationally televised high school sporting events serve no other purpose than to give college recruiting junkies their fix, and how there's no educationally sound case for such telecasts. Give you a quick hint when you listen to Perspective. When he's talking about the Alphabet Network, he's actually talking about ESPN.
Oh, okay.
I can get away with saying that, but I don't think he can.
Update from Union City, 7-0 Union City at the end of the first quarter over Concord.
I just got an update on the St. Phil DeConcha game that I'll give after this first and 10 play. Up the middle, good run by Brian Garrett on first down, up to the 41.
Yeah, attacking the right side that time for the Cardinals.
Jalen Johnson.
Brian Garrett getting the yeoman share of the work here tonight. Performing very well thus far.
Okay, you ready for this? The 5:19 left to play in the first quarter out at Tekonsha. The Fighting Tigers of Battle Creek St. Philip now lead 28-0.
Holy cow.
Could be a long night for Joe Wright's Tekonsha squad. Second and six from the 40 as we return to Cardinal Field. Brian Garrett again, a bit of a seam, brings it up to about 43. Nice, steady 3-4 yard runs here by Brian Garrett, and then someone else will bust one wide open. At least that's a hope anyway.
Garrett got hit at the line of scrimmage there and slowed him down just a little bit, enough for the rest of the Battle Creek Central team to converge on him. Score over at Brunson right now, but the Vikings are down to the Pittsford Wildcats, 13-0 with 3 minutes to go in the first.
Third and four, Coldwater. Luke Beckhusen under center.
Uh-oh.
It's a keeper at the 40 to the 45. He dives near the first down mark. I think he's going to have at the marker was at the 46. I will spot the ball at about the 47.
Yep. First down, Cardinals.
First down, Cardinals.
And the Cardinal drive continues as they try to equalize and perhaps take a one-point lead at the end of the drive. It's currently 13-7, Battle Creek Central.
That last play kind of looked like a broken play, Sean. It looked like there was a little bit of a problem with a handoff to the intended running back, and then Beckhusen just kept it and made the most of it.
First and 10, Coldwater from the 47 of Battle Creek Central. On the delay, it's Cooper Murphy, spin move, and he's brought down at midfield.
Good spin move there by Cooper Murphy. Very athletic move. Able to keep himself from either getting no gain or being thrown for a loss.
The very active Mike Pettis in on the tackle for the Bearcats. 3 yard gain on the play by Cooper Murphy. So check out the WTVB scoreboard once again. the big showdown in the Smack West between St. Joe and Stevensville Lakeshore at St. Joe. End of the first quarter, scoreless.
Ah, defensive battle over on the west side.
Second and seven back here for the Coldwater Cardinals at midfield. Hand off the sweep right side. Oh, it was faked out by Chris Vandenhout, and the fake handoff to him. It was Brian Garrett up the middle. I should have known better.
A little counterplay there to Garrett again. Picks up another 4 yards for Brian Garrett.
Beck Husen has not thrown the ball yet tonight.
Nope. Don't expect to see that here in the first half anyway. Actually, I don't see it out of either team.
And to say the Cardinals don't want to tip their opponent next week, just the defending Smack East champion Harper Creek Beavers, who are playing at Marshall tonight.
The road doesn't get any easier, that's for sure.
Third and three. Fake the handoff. The pitch.
Uh-oh.
Vandenhout bobbles. The ball is loose, and it's going to be... Who's going to pick up the ball? The Bearcats do, and they're running it back the other way.
Looked like Mike Pettis picked that up for the Bearcats.
It was a timing play on that pitch from Beck Husen to Chris Vandenhout on the right side, and the timing just wasn't there. It went through Vandenhout's hands. He couldn't get to it, but Mike Pettis was able to. So first turnover, see how the Cardinal defense responds.
Well, they need to respond in a big way because the Bearcats are at the 27-yard line of the Cardinals. Great field position for Battle Creek Central.
Let's go!
Cardinal defense needs to dig in and get tough here.
Hey, who's quarterbacking the Bearcats in this drive? It looks like
Anthony Boykins. Back to pass.
He's rolling to the left to pass. Here comes Sean Renke, and he brings him down and brings him down hard at the 30.
Good pursuit by Renke, and good pursuit by Levi Wilson. In there chasing the quarterback.
So do you give both of them half a sack each?
No, I don't think so. I think
that's all
Renke. Renke. Yep. Wilson applied plenty of pressure. Yeah, plenty of pressure himself.
It's like Peter Piper and his pack of pickled peppers there,
yeah,
isn't it?
I wouldn't even try that one.
13-7, Battle Creek Central. They get the ball following the Coldwater turnover.
Loss of about three on the play for Battle Creek Central.
Ball's at the 30. Boykins under center. Two running backs behind him, a receiver to the left. Take on the reverse. Here comes Victor Conley, and he's brought down. He pushes the pile forward to the 26. I thought he was down at the 30.
Well, he got hit up high, and he was able to maintain his balance, keep those legs moving. Made the most of his run there for Battle Creek.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard once again. St. Joe, out on the west coast, took the lead to start the second quarter on a long touchdown run by a guy that we're plenty familiar with, Justin Gambrell. Bears 7, Stevensville Lakeshore nothing.
Third and 9 here for Battle Creek Central. Probably in two-play territory, though, being the ball's on the 26.
Two receivers to the right side. Boykins looking in that direction. He's going to keep it himself to the 25. Spin move. Brought down at the 20. Still going to be about a couple yards short of the first down. And again, the look for the Bearcats to go for it here.
Tackled by number 7, Christopher Vandenhout.
There's Chris Vandenhout in on tackle as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard once again. 3:16 left to go in the first quarter. Battle Creek St. Philip now opening up a 36-0 lead against Aconcha.
My, my. Running clock already?
You can't have the running clock until halftime.
Halftime.
Come on!
But it could get ugly by then. Fourth and two. Here come the Bearcats.
Big play for the Cardinals. Big play for the Bearcats.
Boykins will go under center. I'll send Javonte Dunbar deep as receiver to the left side. Curtis Trigg, a tight end, slot left. The pitch is going to go to Victor Conley running the sweep left side.
Ah, he's caught by Zach Stempien in the backfield.
Which would be news to Zach since he's in Alma.
I'm sorry. Luke Stempien did that earlier tonight, too, when you and I were just talking.
Right. Oh, the Cardinals hold. They'll take over at their 19-yard line with 6:10 left to play in the first half. Battle Creek Central leading 13-7.
Nice play that time by Luke Stempien. Breaking through the line. Looked like he just pretty much went in untouched and got Dunbar in his mitts and took him down.
So first Luke Stempien showing the form prompted myself and Quinn to give McDonald's player of the game last week.
Oh, yeah, he definitely deserved it. Nice punt return that he had, and then the lone pass reception.
First and 10. That looked like a busted play, and Garrett didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, the Cardinals haven't looked real, real smooth on the offensive set here yet tonight. Seem to be having a little bit of problems with their handoffs here tonight.
Cardinals trail by 6 halfway through the second quarter.
Didn't see who the running back was for the Cardinals on that, did you?
That was Bryant Garrett. He got nothing. In fact, lost a yard. 2nd and 11. Ball's at the 24. Jack Husen making the handoff to Garrett. Now a pass.
Got it.
It's tipped and almost intercepted by Battle Creek Central's Ben Carmichael. Luke Stempien was the intended receiver at about the 45-yard line, but Carmichael tips it, couldn't haul it in.
Luke was open for quite a while there. But
that was a very wobbly toss by Beck Husen, too.
If that would have been a firm, nice, tight spiral, Luke Stempien might have been looking at 6. Instead, it's now 3rd and 11 for the Cards.
The clock is currently stopped with 5:17 left in the half. The lights have been turned on a while ago. The sun has now disappeared behind the press box, and the flag is thrown. Looked like Stempien jumped.
Yes, he did.
First penalty of the game will push the Cardinals 5 yards back further, bring up 3rd and 16.
5-yard penalty, still 3rd down.
You know, the Cardinals just got to take care of the football here right now. You don't want to have another turnover. Give Battle Creek Central a chance here before the half to put some more points up on the board.
After the 5-yard mark off the ball is put down at the Coldwater 19. Back Husen under center with the usual cast in the backfield. The run is going to go up the left side. Luke Stempien with his first touch as a running back, I think.
Second. He had one earlier.
Well, it's been pretty rare for him.
Oh, yeah. It's been all Bryant Garrett for the most part here tonight for the Cardinals on offense.
He only brought him back to the 25-yard line. He needed at least 10 yards more. So out comes Colin Work to pump the ball away. We see back deep for the Bearcats, Curtis Trigg and also Phil Robinson.
Watch that speed that Battle Creek Central has.
Good snap. A rush put on by Sean Maben. Ball lands at the 40-yard line, and the Cardinals will down it at the 39.
Ball's down by number 20, Cooper Murphy.
So a pretty good kick by Colin Wark. Didn't kick it that far in the air, but got a nice Coldwater roll to it.
Again, I noticed that Sean Maben came out and almost got Colin Work on his blind side. Credit to Work for getting the ball off. Bearcats will start 1st and 10 on their 39-yard line, up 6, 13-7, 4:16 left in the half.
It takes a lot for that punter to concentrate when he knows there's pressure coming on him like that. It's a good job by Colin Work, 36-yard punt for Work.
See who's out there in quarterback this series for Battle Creek Central. That is Julian Cooper. It's a handoff going to the left side and up to the 42-43.
The Cardinals got to be careful here. The 4:05 to go in the first half here. They're down by 6. Got to make sure they keep Battle Creek Central contained on that line of scrimmage. They can't afford to let them get outside. They've had 2 big runs that they've sprung outside for touchdowns here in this first half.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard at the end of the first quarter, Marshall and Harper Creek scoreless.
Typical battle between those two schools.
It's Harper Creek 1-1 and Marshall 0-2. But of course you throw out all the records. You're talking about those two.
Humble,
and fortunately for the Bearcats,
it's
loose again. I thought Tariq Bell secured the ball at the 40-yard line, but it squirted past him. The Cardinals may have a decent chance at recovering that fumble.
No official has made a motion yet.
The Cardinals are begging for the call to go their way. They're waiting for the five referees to make a determination.
Whoever the Cardinal is that fell on that football is still laying on the ground with the football.
Yeah, look at me. I've got the ball.
Yeah,
how much proof
blocked.
Is there?
Oh, they're going to give it back to Battle Creek Central. Chris Vandenhout had the ball.
The Bearcats, for what it's worth, dodge a huge bullet there.
Absolutely. That would have given the Cardinals great field position.
I think the determination was that the ball was whistled dead just before it squirted out of his hands.
I think you're right, Sean. So it's going to be third and
nine.
Looks like about nine.
Ball back at the 40. The first down marker is at the 49.
Cardinals want to hold him here. Get a chance to get the ball back and put some more points on the board here just before halftime.
Dunbar, receiver to the left. Trigg to the right. Cooper, back to pass. Going to the right side. And it was a bit underthrown for Curtis Trigg. Being covered well on the right sideline by Ryan Hadley for the Cardinals. The Bearcats go 3-0.
Good job by Ryan Hadley on the defensive side of the football for the Cardinals. He was all over Trigg all the way down the field.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard once again as we revisit the Smack West. Niles leading Benton Harbor 14-0. The game's going out in the Smack West tonight. Niles, Benton Harbor, Portage Central at Mattawan, a game being covered by our sister station, 1660 The Fan. Kalamazoo Central's at Portage Northern, and, oh yeah, Stevensville Lakeshore, St. Joe. The snap bounces in front of the punter, Jacob Taylor, gets a good kickoff, bounces at the 36-yard line. The Bearcats will down it at about the 31, and there's a flag thrown as Ryan Hadley was thrown down by Ben Carmichael for the Bearcats. What was going on there?
Oh, they just got an offsetting penalty, too.
Ryan Hadley took exception to the treatment that he got by Ben Carmichael. That's where the other flag came from, it looks like. And it's all coming down with a minute 50 left in the half.
Now that other penalty is going to go against Randy Brown of the Cardinals, I think. They're going to be offsetting.
So we wait again. So if they're offsetting penalties, no harm, no foul, really.
Pretty much. Other than the fact that Hadley got thrown to the ground, Randy Brown took exception to that for his teammate.
So here comes the call. Personal foul against Coldwater, personal foul against Battle Creek Central, and another personal foul against Coldwater. So maybe there was another flag thrown against Ryan Hadley.
Could be. They are going to march it off.
15 yards, so the pair that Battle Creek Central and Coldwater were assessed offset, and then there was a second one assessed against Coldwater that pushes them back 15 yards further. Ball's going to be put down
at the
16-yard line. And that chippiness I thought was a bit uncalled for.
Yeah, I caught it at the very tail end of the play when I saw Hadley get thrown to the ground.
Like pro wrestling, you know? Beck Houston rolling to the right to the pass. It's looking for Cooper Murphy, but it was overthrown, well covered by Phil Robinson at about the 25-yard line. That stops the clock with a minute and 44 left in the first half. It's 13-7 Battle Creek Central. The Cardinals will get the ball to start the second half because they won the toss and deferred.
Yeah, we'll see what the Cardinals try here. Minute 44 to go. They definitely don't want to give the ball back to Battle Creek Central. here in this first half.
Second and 10.
Got a feeling they'll go back to the ground here.
Counter play up to the 20, to the 21-yard line by Bryant Garrett.
Bryant Garrett doing a real good job of running the football for Coldwater tonight.
That's a nice 5-yard gain there for Bryant Garrett. Third and 5 coming up.
Third down.
Cardinals really need a first down here, though. Again, you don't want to give the ball back to Battle Creek Central. We've seen their explosiveness already with their first two touchdowns.
But they are also prone to mistakes, as we have also seen.
Oh, yeah.
Beck Husen, handoff, going to, I think that was Luke Stempien with the carry, or was it Garrett?
Garrett on the bottom of the pile with the ball there.
They were both in that general direction, and we will get a whistle and timeout called by Battle Creek Central. They will get the ball back. There's 55 seconds left in the first half. They have a chance to add on to their 13-7 lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You have your pick of places when you eat out, so why would you pick Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater? There are so many reasons. For example, when you stop by Sunday through Wednesday, you get a free appetizer with the purchase of any two entrees. Plus, kids eat free with the purchase of two entrees on those same days. Then there are weekly specials like grilled tenderloin tip kebabs, classic Caesar salad, herb-crusted chicken, and more. You can even eat out on the patio at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week, and fun till 2 on Fridays and Saturdays.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Some of the other games going on in the area. Big one in the Big 8. Jonesville is at Reading, Homer at Athens, and that's in addition to Quincy, Springport, Concord, Union City. In the St. Joe Valley, Menin is hosting Edgerton, Ohio. Water of Leeds at White Pigeon. Centerville making the road trip to Wyoming, Tri-Unity Christian.
Oh my, big road trip for the Bulldogs.
Colin Moore coming out to punt the ball for Coldwater. He's standing at his 10-yard line. Two guys back deep for Battle Creek Central, Curtis Trigg and
good kick.
That was Phil Robinson.
Hop on it, boys, hop on it.
It's picked up by Bryant Garrett at the Cardinal 45-yard line.
Battle Creek Central with 47.2 seconds to go here in this first half. It's going to get another opportunity to try to put some more points on the board.
A KVA score as we check out the WTVB scoreboard. One of Coldwater's future foes in the new league that they'll be entering next year. It's the Penfield Panthers. They're currently leading Galesburg Augusta 20-0 after one quarter. And the Wolverine Conference Otsego leading Berrien Springs 3-0 at the half.
Penfield's had a pretty good football program up there the last few years.
Absolutely. Anthony Boykins back under center for Battle Creek Central. Making the handoff. He's in trouble. Breaks that tackle. Now he's going to keep it and run. Spin move, and he is going to be brought down for a loss as the Cardinals gang up at him at the 47.
Logan Taggart had him in his hands or his arms, but he couldn't quite bring him down. Wickens broke loose, but the rest of the Cardinals were able to gang up on him and throw him for a 2-yard loss.
18 seconds and counting left to play in the half. The Bears finally break out of the huddle, but now we will get a whistle and they call their second timeout. And that stops the clock with 17.3 seconds left in the first half.
I'm surprised it took them that long to call that timeout. They let some good time run off of the clock there.
Yeah. Checking out the WTVB scoreboard once again. Niles is leading Benton Harbor 14-7, a Smack West score there in the second quarter. And we're getting word that Niles, I guess they had Menden, they were supposed to have a bye week next week trying to find an opponent. They found one. Lou Wallace High School from Gary, Indiana. They will play Menden next week.
Well, nobody in Michigan wants to play Menden, so they've had to go to Wisconsin, to Ohio, and now Indiana to find opponents. So.
Not just any old place in Indiana, but Gary.
Yeah. Are they coming to Menden, or are they going?
I'm not sure yet. So second and 12 coming out of the Battle Creek Central timeout. 13-7, the Bearcats lead. Boykins under center.
Reverse to Trigg.
He's running left side.
Oh, no.
Are they going to force him out of bounds? They do, and that stops the clock with 10 seconds left in the half, but not before the Bearcats get the first down.
Cardinals must be wary of that play. That's about the third or fourth time they've tried that tonight.
The reverse and the sweep left side, right.
Balls on Coldwater 32.
Back to the WTVB scoreboard, the battle by the lakeshore between St. Joe and Stevensville Lakeshore. The Bears now lead 13-0. Another touchdown on the ground, imagine that. First and 10, Battle Creek Central from the Coldwater 32-yard line. Boykins will snap out of the shotgun, hand the ball to Victor Conley, running to the right side, and he got nothing. A lot of east-west running there for the Bearcats, and their final timeout coming with a tick under 5 seconds left in the first half, 4.9 to be more precise. Second and about 11 and a half coming up out of the timeout. So probably one play, a chance to get it into the end zone.
Yeah. Cardinal defensive line did a good job of stringing that play out, not allowing Conley to break it upfield at all. That's something they're going to have to focus on in the second half because Battle Creek Central's two big plays came on runs around the outside.
Checking out some more of the action around Southwest Michigan. We mentioned Penfield hosting Galesburg Augusta in the KBA. Maple Valley is at Constantine. Delton Kellogg at Kalamazoo Hackett. Kay Christian at Parchment. Schoolcraft is at Olivet. And during that game, the Olivet people will be honoring their retired former coach, Dean Peters, who, based on the accounts that was in today's Battle Creek Inquirer, wasn't exactly clamoring to be recognized.
Well, I'm sure that very humble man, but ran a very successful program up there at Olivet for a long, long time.
Made it to the 2010 state finals near the end, near the twilight of his coaching career.
Three wideouts for Battle Creek.
Two to the right, one to the left. Yep. Boykins out of the shotgun. He's got all sorts of time. Pump fake, and he runs into a Cardinal wall.
And that's going to do it for the first half. Ball came loose.
Well, it doesn't really matter because that's the end of the quarter.
That's the end of the half.
Oh, both teams will head into the locker rooms and reset things. No scoring at all here in the second quarter between the Cardinals and the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Battle Creek Central with a 13-7 lead at the half. The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Buy here, buy now, and pay less at Mobilia. Check out all the specials on the lot or Mobilia.com. Bobilya.com. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Mobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. Call service manager Kip Burkhart for an appointment at 278-5623. 278-5623. Plus, at Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport. Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Coldwater High School's Cardinal Field. The Battle Creek Central Bearcats leading the Cardinals 13-7. The halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. And you can call them at 278-6960. We open up our halftime report with a listen in to the Coldwater High School Marching Band.
On the 23rd day of the month of September, in an early year of a decade not too long before our own, They give a race to suddenly encounter a deadly threat to its very existence. And this terrifying enemy surface, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly most innocent and unlikely of places.
From Little Shop of Horrors is performed by the Coldwater High School Cardinal Marching Band. We'll go ahead and take this 2-minute break, bring you this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, and then back here with scoring summary and the stats. 13-7, Battle Creek Central leading Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Turn your old vehicle into cold, hard cash. OmniSource in Coldwater will pay you cash for your scrap vehicle, whether it's running or not. No matter what condition it's in, foreign or domestic, it doesn't matter. Bring it in yourself or OmniSource will come pick it up and pay you on the spot. OmniSource will pay you cash for your old sheet metal, appliances, cast iron, heavy melt, aluminum, and even your old automotive battery. Clean out the shed, the garage, or the basement. OmniSource will pay you on the spot for all your ferrous and non-ferrous metal, and now OmniSource will pay you top dollar in cash for your old car, truck, or SUV, no matter what condition it's in.
This is Renee. We pay cash for your old vehicle or scrap metal at OmniSource in Coldwater. Some restrictions apply. See us for details at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass, weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
The reality of TV, part one. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about it next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm not a big fan of reality TV, but a few weeks ago, the realities of TV were revealed in some newspaper articles where the Alphabet family of networks finally confessed as to what they were up to as they announced their national high school football coverage for the fall. They finally fessed up to what I had talked about on this show previously, that they had no intention of making their broadcast be about high school sports, their local nature, and all of the good things they do for kids and communities. It was all about featuring a couple of so-called high-profile players in each broadcast in order to give college sports recruiting junkies their fix. Nothing more, nothing less. The general article where the startling revelation was made was countered in the same paper that day and its website by one of its columnists, which blasted the Alphabet family of networks for prostituting high school sports. From there, my weekend got even more interesting. I had a chance to watch a podcast produced later that day where they interviewed one of the newspaper writers involved. I wish they had included the columnist. An administrator from one of the schools that would play in one of the games being televised that weekend, and a booster club president from another of the teams involved in the telecast. The writer of the article was an advocate of national TV for high school sports because it helped him with his national rankings. What? How about a little more prostitution of educational athletics for something which absolutely makes no sense? The national ranking of high school teams. By the way, his article that day quoted a coach who said that being on national TV helped get his kids ready for that kind of exposure and pressure in college ball. Excuse me, that's not the purpose of high school sports. It's to get kids ready for the next level of life, not the next level of sports. And besides, that so-called next level only involves 1% of the participants. The school administrator spoke in the same terms as the coach. Talk about someone I wouldn't want running my kid's school. The booster club president had an aw shucks attitude about the television coverage. He thought it was nice, but absolutely unnecessary. And absolutely unnecessary is right. Unfortunately, our school leadership sometimes doesn't know how to say no when the television pimps come rolling around. Some coaches lap it up because they want to be on the same plane as their counterparts they watch on Saturdays and Sundays. Those coaches don't belong in a school setting, folks. Michigan avoids quite a bit of this because thoughtful educators more than 20 years ago saw the exploitation that national television of school events brings to the table and developed sane rules prohibiting it. Later that same weekend, an email I received asked why Michigan schools weren't on national television and how we were falling behind other states in that respect. I love the falling behind phrase because I can never figure out what it is that we're falling behind. Because our schools put the educational interest of all the kids first? Because our schools won't allow our coaches and our players to have higher profiles than the principals and superintendents? Because our schools won't allow themselves to be prostituted? What are we falling behind? Of course, when I explained that to the writer of the email, there was no response. There's no way anyone in their right mind can make an educationally sound case for nationally televised high school sporting events. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
For over 20 years, Nottowa Gas Company has been a locally owned family business where your comfort is their top priority. As your propane specialist, Nottowa Gas offers convenient payment options. Pre-buy your fuel now to lock in your price for the coming season, or sign up for their Keep Full program so you never have to worry about running out of gas. For more information on the program that's right for you, call Nottowa Gas in Tecumseh at 517-767-3502 or visit them online at NottowaGas.com.
Money can't buy happiness, but it can get you a heck of a deal on a new RV today at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater, Michiana's 11-acre camping and RV superstore. Frugal folks, get this. Today is your day. Haylett is the place for your deal of a lifetime on a new RV or camper. RV season rolls on, but it's model year changeover at Haylett. 14s are rolling in daily. 13s are all priced to move. You'll save a ton, but if you want to save more, hightail it to Haylett for a low-down deal on Haylett's sweet rental fleet. Gently used, never abused, well-maintained. maintained and deep cleaned with each rental. An impressive selection of pre-owned trade-ins on the grounds, too. Can you say just one more way to save with Dave? You can't lose on one of these babies. The model year changeover going on today at Haylett Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.